The World This Week. Politics.
Germany triggered the first phase of an emergency plan to deal with a potential cut-off of gas supplies from Russia after Vladimir Putin insisted that purchases from hostile countries be paid for in rubles. Germany relies on Russia for around half its natural gas. Azerbaijan said it was prepared to negotiate with Armenia amid fresh tensions over the disputed enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh, which is populated mostly by Armenians. Armenia has accused Azerbaijan of breaking a ceasefire agreement brokered by Russia after a conflict in 2020. The foreign ministers of Israel, America and four Arab states, Bahrain, Egypt, Morocco and the United Arab Emirates, held an unprecedented meeting in the Negev Desert. Israel and several Arab regimes share a fear of Iran. America and others are struggling to reach a deal to curb Iran's nuclear ambitions. Naftali Bennett, Israel's prime minister, said his country was facing a new wave of terrorism after 11 people were killed in three separate attacks by Palestinians in 8 days. The assailants were shot dead during the attacks. Tunisia's president, Kais Saied, dissolved parliament, which has been suspended since last year, after lawmakers met virtually to rescind decrees that he has used to consolidate his grip on power. 8 UN peacekeepers were killed when their helicopter crashed in eastern Congo. The government said rebels from the M23 group shot it down, which M23 denied. The police in London recommended 20 fines in relation to the Partygate COVID-19 lockdown breaches that occurred at Downing Street and other ministerial offices. The police made it clear that individual events and therefore individuals would not be identified. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill into law that forbids classroom instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity for children below the age of 10. Detractors fear that the Don't Say Gay law, as they call it, is so vague that teachers could be sued for the mere mention of a homosexual relationship. The Biden administration was reportedly ready to lift a COVID-19 measure that speedily expels migrants on public health grounds, even those who are seeking asylum. Scrapping Title 42 would probably add to the number of people trying to cross the border from Mexico. Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, imposed a state of emergency after 87 people were killed in a 3-day explosion of gang violence. The government said it had arrested more than 1,000 gangsters. On Twitter, Mr. Bukele posted photos and videos of half-naked suspects, who he said were gang members, with their hands held behind their heads. President Jair Bolsonaro began his campaign for re-election ahead of Brazil's elections in October. Mr. Bolsonaro is trailing in the polls behind Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who was president from 2003 to 2010.